Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Scary
to
the
Max.
My name is Glenn, and I will be your host, but I am joined by my wonderful co-host and son,
Max.
Max, how are you this Monday evening?
Great.
You're feeling great?
Yeah.
Awesome, my man. We just finished. Whew. We had a little bit of a battle because we just finished an awesome horror game that we're going to be talking about today on this very episode. What is it?
Poppy Playtime Chapter 3.
Poppy Playtime Chapter 3. That is absolutely correct. But before we go ahead and we get started with the third installment of Poppy Playtime, we have a few segments to go ahead and kick off. The first one being...
Shop Smart?
Shop Smart. That's right, my man. And why don't you tell the wonderful people of Podcast Land what we do in Shop Smart?
We talk about a whole bunch of horror products.
We talk about a whole bunch of horror products that you too can purchase over on the Amazon machine. And where can the people find these wonderful links to all these great products?
In the description.
In the description, aka the...
Comments?
Ooh, comments might be all right, but I was looking for show notes. Don't worry, we'll get a chance to play again. Now let's take a look over here with the very first item on Shop Smart. And
Shop
that
Smart.
Is going to be the authentic LOA Voodoo Doll Kit, including spell cards with stress relief pins in a wooden coffin box. This is a voodoo doll.
What?
Have you ever heard of a voodoo doll?
No, what the heck is it?
So, certain voodoo dolls used to basically say, like, you know, some people used to believe that you could use the voodoo doll to, like, do harm to people. Now, this one is supposed to be a positive voodoo doll. So, you use a different colored pin, and then you stick the doll with the pin, and certain things are supposed to happen. Like this one, you're supposed to have success, or it gives someone confidence. Do you know what confidence means?
Like, I can do this?
Yes, yeah, you believe in yourself. Good job. There's also one for money, for wealth. There's one to help people get rid of negative energy. So this is supposed to be a positive voodoo doll. But voodoo dolls, when they first were originated, they were also to, like, you know, do people harm. So if you wanted someone to have, like, maybe, like, a broken leg, maybe you'd use the pin and stick them in the leg or something like that. So not very nice. But this is just a replica voodoo doll. And it comes with all types of different cards. And it's actually supposed to be a voodoo doll for good things. So I thought this was interesting. What do you think of this voodoo doll with coffin kit?
It looks pretty cool.
It does look pretty cool, right? And I guess since it's voodoo for good purposes, that's kind of nice. It's neat that it rests in this little, like, wooden coffin. And it comes with all these different cards and different spells. And they're all for, like, good things. So that's cool. It's got a really neat looking doll. I gotta say, it's pretty neat. You can check it out over in the...
Show notes.
Yeah, buddy. And it is $34.99. Now, normally I'd say that's a little pricey, but it looks like it's a good-sized doll. The pins look like they're pretty quality. Like, it looks nice. It looks good. It's pricey, but it's pretty good. All right, let's move on to the next item. And that are the horror movie figures, these mini action figures. These are like little horror Lego guys. I picked these because I have a lot of these little mini Lego guys up there. The great thing about these is these are basically horror Lego figures. And if you look at, like, related products over in the Amazon listing, you can see that they have them for all different types. And they have a bunch of different ones, whether you're into, like, you know, anime, or
Demon
you're into
Slayer.
Marvel, or you're into Halloween, or you're into, like, soldiers. They have a whole bunch. Really, really cool different Lego figures. It looks like you get 8 of them for about $17. So that is pretty good. This isn't a terrible price. You can also get these on AliExpress. They're very, very cheap,
yes,
probably for about half price. So you can get a lot more if you get them somewhere else. But, hey, you can't get them overnight from AliExpress, and these are available for overnight delivery for $16.99. What do you think of these 8 figures? Which one's your favorite?
Freddy Krueger.
All right, ready? We're going to do a test. This is
Freddy Krueger.
This is
the Scream Dude.
The Scream Dude. Yep, his name is Ghostface. This is
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers. This is
Jason.
This is
Chucky.
This is
Beetlejuice.
Yes, Beetlejuice. This is as Billy the Puppet, or you could also say Jigsaw. That is the Crow.
Okay.
Pretty good. And then lastly is the Prop Fugglers doll. Creepy doll, movie monsters, props, toy. This is a weird looking doll. Now, who is this supposed to be? Who do you think?
Freddy Krueger, probably.
Yeah, it's like he's got like, and what are your clues here that this weird Fuggler doll is supposed to be Freddy Krueger?
Like a little gray claw thingy.
Yes, which would be his knife fingers. Good job.
And
what
else? It looks like it's made out of clay, kind of.
What's that? What part?
The claw.
Oh, yeah, it does look a little soft, right? What else looks like Freddy Krueger here?
The hat.
Yep, the hat, And also his skin. He's got the same burns that Freddy Krueger has on his skin.
Wait, those are burns? They're like spots.
Yeah, I believe they're supposed to be burns, like unhealed burns on his skin. But it's pretty weird. It's like this weird cross between some weird creature and also a cat. And these are only $6, so they're pretty cheap, and they're pretty tall. This thing's 10 inches, so, like, it's pretty tall for a doll. You can take a look in the pictures here. It's pretty neat. Looks like the hat comes off. What do you think? Are you into this weird-looking doll?
Maybe just, go up a little bit, like, X out of this, go up. That monster one, I would get that.
This monster one next to it. That is pretty cool. You can end up going down like a whole bunch of like weird videos over on YouTube. You can also check out a whole bunch of weird things on Amazon if you start looking at the like frequently bought together section.
Like there's literally an entire video called I bought 100 banned items off of Amazon.
Yeah, I have in fact seen at least part of that.
Wait, what do you mean?
So if you guys are interested in any of these products, you can check them out over in the show notes. And now we're going to move right on to our next section, which is
Ice Cream You Stream.
Ice Cream You Stream, where we
spin the wheel.
Sometimes we spin the wheel, but other times we have something picked out already. Today is one of those times because we're a little short on time this evening, but we wanted to make sure we got an episode out to everybody out there who loves Scary to the Max. Thank you for listening. And in Ice Cream You Stream, we usually look at a different trailer for something that has to be like spooky and is like, you know, something that like the kids can check out. So, without any further ado, sir, let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for Ghost Stories. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right.
While most kids at school worry about what to wear, how good their grades are, or how to be more popular, new kid Satsuki Munchita just wants to stay alive.
Settle down. I was just kidding. There's no such thing as ghosts.
To Satsuki, the most important textbook isn't math or science, but a book of spells her mother had when she was a little girl.
If you destroy the object a ghost in spiritual sleep is occupying, that ghost will begin haunting again.
You see, Satsuki doesn't know it, but she comes from a long line of Ghostbusters. And now that a nearby construction project has disturbed a spiritual resting place, there are a lot of nasty ghouls enrolling in her school.
Where are you?
And most of them want to get Satsuki expelled. Permanently.
Get inside the magic circle!
Luckily, Satsuki's not alone. She's got the school's resident Mr. Cool.
I bet you're glad I'm here to protect you.
You couldn't protect crumbs from a gang of drunk roaches.
The class's top nerd and psychical researcher.
Well, what do we have here? A class cutter.
All the bigger boys in detention are gonna love you.
And a born-again beauty queen to help her.
Have you accepted Jesus as your personal savior?
No, I'm Jewish.
Add Satsuki's crybaby little brother.
That's right, Keichiro.
Mom's looking after us.
And their cat, who just happens to be possessed by a demon who hates kids.
Why don't you just kill the cat, and that will release my spirit, and I can go back to haunting that school!
Not an option, but neutering is!
And you've got the goofiest group of Goonies you've ever seen.
Sweet Jesus, that was scary.
They might not be the Breakfast Club, but they've got the highest GPA around. The highest ghost point average, that is. Featuring the voices of Hillary Haig, Chris Patton, Greg Ayers, Monica Rial, Christine Otten, and Rob Mungle, this is one anime every fan will definitely want to scare up.
Bet the PTA's gonna freak, but I like it.
So don't miss Ghost Stories.
All right, Max, we just finished a trailer for Ghost Stories, an anime all about kids who are hunting ghosts. What do you think?
It looked pretty cool.
What was your favorite part? I bet I know.
What?
Is it the cat that's possessed?
Yes, it's a demon-possessed cat.
As soon as I saw demon-possessed cat, I was like, I am in. Mm-hmm. So in Ghost Stories, there is apparently a construction project next to this school, and they like disturb a whole bunch of different haunted objects and release ghosts all around the town, and the kids have to band together to fight the ghosts. I am really excited. I think this looks cool. And it's an anime, and I know you've been thinking anime is kind of cool. So what do you think? Would you check out Ghost Stories?
Maybe.
Now, this is actually, I think, the second anime that we brought up here on Scary to the Max. The last one was Haunted House.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think looks better, Ghost Stories or Haunted House? Ghost Stories. And is it because of the demon cat?
Yes, it's because of the demon cat.
All right, listen, hey, that is fair. I definitely think we should check an episode of Ghost Stories out. That is for sure. If you want to check out the trailer, go ahead and take a peek at it in the show notes. And now, Max, it is time for you and for me to talk about our thoughts on the wonderful Poppy Playtime Chapter 3. What's it called?
Deep Sleep.
Now, this game just came out. It came out on January 30th. So really just a couple weeks ago, and I'm so glad. I think, hopefully, knock on wood, I think we got the PC running up and nice and well, so hopefully we won't run into any more problems. And we were finally able to sit down and beat Poppy Playtime Chapter 3. Now, what are your thoughts on this game so far compared to the other ones? Because we have talked about every one of them here on the show, and I'll put the link to each one of those episodes in the show notes. But go ahead, buddy.
It was the best out of all.
I feel like that's big talk, because you really like Poppy Playtime.
Yeah, and the voice acting for Catnap is incredible.
Ooh, really? What about it was so good?
I don't know. It just sounds really crazy.
And it really sounds, you think it really sounds
realistic,
like...
Realistic, yeah.
Very good. Yeah, okay, perfect. Now, in Chapter 3, Deep Sleep, what happens at the end of Chapter 2? And, like, how does that kind of start Chapter 3? Do you remember?
So, you, like, crash a train once you grind Mommy Longlegs. And the prototype is, like, grabs Mommy Longlegs and eats her ashes.
Mm, yes, the prototype does.
And then you get on a train, but Poppy makes you crash it. But she did that to help you destroy Catnap. So I'm pretty sure, like, when you crash the train, you have to enter the play care.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
This picks up right after Chapter 2 finishes, and you are coming out of the wreckage of that train that goes all around the play care and the toy factory. And you are at the play care, and you're trying to find out, like, how you're going to escape. And if you're going to help Poppy, battle the prototype. Oh. And it's weird because we don't really know when you first start playing it. You don't really know if Poppy is good or bad, right? Because in Chapter 2, you beat it, and you think you're finished. And then Poppy's like, you're coming with me. But a lot of the game plays a lot like Chapter 2. A lot of the same type of puzzles. What did you like better about this game than Chapter 2? Because you did say this one's your favorite. And I agree.
The storyline.
Which part of it do you think?
the play care.
The whole, like, creepy play care?
Yeah.
It is pretty neat because with the play care, there are a whole bunch of different buildings that you get to explore. Basically, when you get into the play care, it's really run down. Obviously, there hasn't been anybody in it for a long time. And you're trying to, like, restore power. That's, like, a big part of it. And you have to go to all the different sections of the play care. What section of the play care do you think was the creepiest?
Probably the school.
Yeah, the school was definitely scary. What was the scariest part of this game for you, would you say? I'll tell you what I think my scariest part is. While you think about it,
what?
I think the scariest part is when you're like walking. Honestly, it's not even like catnap because I think the scariest part is when you're just walking around the different buildings and you're just waiting for something to happen. This game builds a lot of tension. Like, it's suspense when you're waiting for something to happen. It does that really good. And the school and the play care, like, all the hallways, there's all types of creepy writing on it. And there's, like, blood around. And
yeah, that's what the writing is made out of.
Yes, you're right. And then you have some really, like, scary-looking flashing lights and stuff. And they do a real good job at making the atmosphere really, really scary. And you think that at any moment something is going to happen. And it takes a long time.
I think now the scariest part is when, like, Catnap comes and then he breaks down the dream, but then you have the dream, like that part.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, because this is what it is. I'm pretty sure that, like, there's a myth that if you pull Catnap's tail, it releases gas that gives people violent nightmares is what it's supposed to do.
Do you think that's what, now there is a whole section where, and it's actually, it's great that you bring that up because it is a new, it's like a new part of the game. In chapter 1 and 2, you just had to basically go through, do all the puzzles. But in chapter 3, they do have a thing where you have to put a gas mask on. Do you think that that's what it is? Catnap releases that gas? Because if you look, every picture here, when we're looking at the page, Catnap, red gas. Catnap, red gas. So do you think Catnap is just always... And even in the last part, when we're battling Catnap, we see that that red gas is just always there.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Is that right?
Yeah, but then how did it activate if no one pulled his tail?
I don't know, maybe...
Or did the prototype...
Ooh, or did the prototype pull his tail? I like it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because the prototype... It's kind of like the big, big villain of Poppy Playtime that we still haven't really seen much of aside from...
His hands.
Aside from his creepy hands. So, I mean, it's possible because I'm pretty sure that Catnap and the prototype were friends.
What the...
At least at the beginning. But we don't want to spoil anything for anybody, right? We want them to play the game for themselves. Now, we have played Poppy Playtime 1, 2... And three so far, chapter 1, 2, and 3. And if you want to play chapter 3, you have to play it on PC. It's the only place chapter 3 is out right now.
But it'll come out on mobile, hopefully.
I'm pretty sure it'll come out on mobile.
Because
I think it'll come out on iPad. Or that is
that's
mobile.
The same thing that chapter 1 and chapter 2 also appeared on.
That's correct.
And but now, they're all probably going to cost money.
Yes, yeah. And now, actually, Poppy Playtime, the first chapter, is out on PlayStation. So you can play it on there, too. It's on console, but not chapter 3.
Or chapter 2.
Yeah, you're right. Or chapter 2. Okay. So, we've played all of them so far. Which one of the games is your favorite? Is it chapter 3?
Yes, probably.
And which character of all the three games, which character do you think is the scariest?
The creepy doll.
The creepy doll. Which one?
The doll.
Which doll?
The, like, one in the school.
Oh, Poppy played Poppy?
No, the one in the school that breaks the generator and releases the battery, and we had to juke her like 10 times.
Oh, yes.
That person.
Oh, yes.
She's the most annoying person on Earth
There is a very complicated puzzle where you have to, like, not look away from this, like, doll
creature. It's kind of like a demon thing.
It's really, really difficult. I'm surprised we beat it when we did. I will say that this game is the hardest of them so far, I think. I think there's a lot of the same type of puzzles, but there's some new ones, and they are tricky.
Yeah.
You know, that is for sure. It does take a little bit of work. I think the scariest character in the in the three games, I still think Mommy Longlegs is the scariest.
Why?
Because I don't know. I just thought she is the creepiest one. I think she's scarier to me than what's his name?
Catnap.
Thank you. I kept wanting to say Claptrap, but that's not his
name. Claptrap's or Springtrap's
name. I know. I'm thinking Friday, right? Five Nights at Freddy's. My bad, my dude.
He's right. Not even named Claptrap. That's just what we call him.
I know. I call him Claptrap. It's my nickname. Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening to this installment of the podcast. Let us know what you think about Poppy Playtime, Chapter 1, 2, or even Chapter 3. We would love to hear from you, and we will see you next time right here on Scary to the Max.